Hello and welcome to Blind Cool Tech. My name is Don Coco and I'm from Sacramento, California. I have news and views I hope you can use. If you like what you hear here, I'd love to hear from you. Please drop me email to oldies@3wcomputing.com. That's oldies@3wcomputing.com with your comments or suggestions. Hi, this is Don Coco with you from Sacramento, California. Thank you for throwing me on your stereo equipment. Welcome to my first review on Blind Cool Tech. And some of you will know my work from when I worked at ACB Radio. Some of you will know my work from perhaps my live journal. And some of you may not know my work at all. So for those of you who don't know my work at all, let me just talk briefly about myself, who I am, and that sort of thing. I live in Sacramento, California with my wife, Julie. I'm 54 years old. I'm totally blind. I've been on the net since 1990, believe it or not, a long, long time I've been around. And I'm a professional broadcaster. I play rock and roll on Saturday evenings for people. And you can see my ads floating around the net. I also try to help people during the week. If you have technology-related issues, you can write to me or contact me, and I'll do my best to see if I can help you out with comments or questions. So that's kind of sort of some of the stuff I do. Now, what we're talking about today may or may not be of interest to you, but I'd like to first of all say that whenever we're discussing any kind of programming on this program, whenever I'm talking about programs or software, I'm talking Windows programs, and I'd like to make sure I mention that because perhaps a Macintosh listener is listening or a Linux listener, and that's fine. You might learn something as well, but just so you know, we are talking about Windows programming on this particular show. What we're talking about today is, with Christmas fast approaching, some people are perhaps going to get scanners for Christmas. I'm talking about police scanners, radios. I'm not talking about photo scanners like you read with, you know, reading machines. I'm talking about, although people may get those too, but I am talking about police radios. And I was inspired to do this follow-up article based on when I heard Leno Morales. He did a scanner article, and you can see it on the Blind Tech Cool pages further down the page. His article, he talked about a couple of radios, one of which I own. By the way, I happen to own 4 scanners. That's how much of a nut I am about them. I have a BC-3000 portable unit, which is actually today, that's just a doorstop now. It's a showpiece. That particular radio requires a self-contained battery, and Uniden no longer makes the battery for that particular radio, but you can get a battery pack for that radio somewhere else, but they want $60 for it, and the technology on this particular radio is fairly old, and I've decided I'm not going to update it, so I keep it sort of as a keepsake. That's a Uniden BC-3000. I think that's a 400 or 500-channel scanner. Then I have a BC-9000. That's a Uniden radio. I bought it in 1994 or in that area. The BC-9000, that's a real nice radio. And then I have also Radio Shack 2050, which was made in 1997. And I believe Mr. Morales talked about the 2050. I don't know if he said he owned one or he was familiar with one. But the 2050 is a trunked radio. You can trunk with it, although it's a single conversion trunking radio. And my trunking radio circuit, actually on that particular radio, has gone out. It doesn't work. I can tune across the trunking spectrum and everything, yes, and that works just fine. But when I lock a trunking system on the radio, it tends to miss channels. It doesn't scan properly. I don't know what the deal is. I guess probably the trunking circuit doesn't want to work correctly or something in the radio. But like I say, it was made in 1997. Now, if I put conventional frequencies into that radio, the radio worked just fine. And that's what I do. And then I also own a Pro 97, which is a portable unit. It runs on 4 pieces of AA battery, or you can plug it in. I have rechargeable nickel hydride batteries in the radio. Those are the newest type of rechargeable batteries. They're called nickel hydrides. And if you need rechargeable batteries, you should make sure you think about picking these up. These are really good. And you can pick them up. They come in packs of AA's. Radio Shack sells them. Or you can get them at Walmart and some of the other stores, Target, that sort of thing. You can find them all over the place. So nickel hydride batteries, but they're really good if you want long dependability. On my Pro 97, I can probably get, 30 hours maybe. Pretty long time on the radio. So there you go. This is a brief outline of the radios that I have here. The radios, primary radio we'll be talking about today will be the Pro 97, but we will be also showing the 2050 for contrast. So I'll be showing demonstrations of both radios briefly. Let me just talk about scanners, how they came to be, for people who will be interested to know this. I became a radio enthusiast as far as communications back in the early 60s. I visited somebody when I was a youngster. I went over to a gentleman's home, and he had a fire radio up on his refrigerator. I guess it was a crystal-controlled unit, but it must have been pretty elaborate. This is the early 60s, and I heard them talking on it, and I heard a couple of boxes beeping. Boxes beeping is when the fire departments, they don't do this so much anymore. They used to actually tap the box. It's like code. Okay, so the box would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and it will go like beep, 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 like that. And they would tap the box. That usually meant working fire in the early days. Now everything is computerized. They don't do that sort of thing so much anymore. I was really fascinated with this radio. I can't remember the radio itself. Can't tell you anything really about it, except I will have to assume that it was crystal controlled. I don't remember if there was a squelch in the radio or not. I guess there must have been a squelch in the radio, and I would assume it was crystal controlled. And probably, like, say, fairly elaborate. He wanted to do one channel. Anyway, in the 70s, my very first radio that I actually owned was a radio called a Patrolman. It was made by Radio Shack, and you could tune around with the Patrolman. The first ones didn't have any squelch on them, so we'd tune around, and we'd find the channel we want to listen to. They'd be talking, we'd come up on the channel we want to listen to, and we'd leave it right on there, hiss and all. We didn't care. It was great. And we monitored those radios around the clock, and then they finally came out with tunable radios that had squelches. And a squelch is where you can take the hiss goes, well, in fact, I'll show you the hiss, what the hiss sounds like. This is called hiss right here. Turn on a radio here and put it over here. That's called hiss. You take a squelch knob and you just turn it up until you tighten it like that. Now there's no hiss on this 2050 radio. But you can hear the radio, you can hear them talking on the radio. Fix the squelch on it there. And this gives you kind of an idea. This is my 2050 here, is this particular radio right here. This is a fire call that's coming in.
Time 14 BC 14 engine 65 truck 65 engine 31 residential structure check and outlet 2236 Bridlewood Drive residential structure check and outlet 2236 Bridlewood Drive fire Mifflin 34 D Delta 3 operations A Alpha 7 A 7.
That's the Sacramento County Fire Department that just kicked on, and you just heard the call right there for them. Now, that's on the VHF frequency. That's 154.190 for people who are familiar with VHF. Now, I guess I should talk about the radio spectrum, how the radio spectrum is broken up. Maybe we'll just touch on that as well. The radio spectrum is broken up as follows. Now, most of you will be familiar with regular AM and FM, okay? But some of you may not be familiar with what's above AM or what's above FM. Well, above AM is the shortwave bands, and below AM is the longwave band. And on the FM side, you have regular FM, okay? You have FM. Well, below FM is the low VHF bands, and above FM is the aircraft and the high VHF bands, and then it goes to the UHF bands, and then the ultra UHF bands, or the 8 and 900 megahertz bands, to give you an idea how things work. Trunk systems. What are trunk systems? Well, a trunk radio system are systems that are used primarily in the big cities. If you live in a small community, you probably won't need to be so concerned with trunk radio systems. Yet, anyway. But in the big cities, they're becoming very common. And trunk radio systems are special radio systems that are up on the 800 megahertz range. Depending on what part of the country you live in, they could be on the lower part of the spectrum, 851 to 866, or the upper spectrum, 866 through 868.9875. There are various types of trunked radio systems, and if you're going to get a new scanner, the very first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to make sure, first of all, make sure it's a trunked radio scanner. Don't buy a regular conventional one unless you are sure that the area you live in is not trunked, is not going to go trunked anytime soon. If you live in a small community, chances are you won't need to worry about that. That's true. And then you can get away with buying a standard, VHF, low VHF, UHF scanner. But you will want to buy a trunk system if you live in one of the big cities. And the best place to find out about a trunked radio system is by going to radioreference.com. At radioreference.com, you can search. For example, I can type in Sacramento County as keywords and come up with a listing of what trunked radio systems are here and all the frequencies and that sort of thing. Now, the way a trunked radio system works is it's on what's called a control channel. A control channel is a data channel, and basically the radios, every time that a police officer, fire person, or other departments transmit, the data channel sees them transmit and picks a frequency for them to transmit on. The beautiful thing about trunking is it doesn't matter how many agencies share a trunking system. You can have like 50 departments sharing a system. There's always going to be enough room for everybody to transmit. And, of course, everybody doesn't talk at the same second anyway. So there's no shortage of channels is what I'm saying, whereas the older systems in the old days, we had a few channels. You had maybe four or five fire department channels in Boston years ago, or you had three or four police channels, and everything had to be carried out on those. Now it doesn't matter. Now you can have 100 things going on at once in a city, and there's always going to be enough radio communications with trunking radio systems. But what's really important is it's important that you know the type of trunking radio system you're using. That's the first thing you'll need to know. So if you have a trunked radio system, you're going to need to know what kind of trunked radio system. In other words, is it LTR? Is it EDAX? Is it Motorola Type 1? Is it Motorola Type 2? These are questions you're going to want to know. If it's LTR or EDAX, it has to be programmed in a specific format for your radio. If it's Motorola Type 1, it also has to be programmed in a very specific way for your radio, for the trunking system to work. You do buy a radio, a scanner, or you get one for Christmas. It might be helpful if it's bought through the Radio Shack, you might ask them to program it for you, for your police and fire. That's assuming that's what you will want to listen to. Now, some people don't care about that sort of stuff. They like to listen to cab companies or, regular businesses or, that sort of thing. I mean, if they use a radio, you'll be able to hear it probably. If you look close enough, you can even listen to McDonald's drive-thrus on your radios. I mean, you can hear it all on these radios. The first scanner came out in 1971 or 1972, it was a 10-channel called the 210. It was put out by Bearcat. I owned one of them. That was the first scanner I ever owned after I owned the patrolman radios I spoke of earlier. 10 channels, that's all we had. Had a keypad on it, could type right on it, just like you do your computer. You type in the frequency, told to enter the frequency, and then you would go to the next channel, type in the frequency. It was pretty good radio. for what it was. Fairly pricey, as I recall. I think they were, in those days, they were $150 for 10 channels. Now, I can take that same $150 and I can buy trunked radios that's got 1,000 channels. In fact, one my Pro 97 has 1,000 channels on it here. Now, let's get back to trunking here. And let's talk about, more about trunking. Let's talk about the control channel. Because the control channel is what tells the radios in the field what frequency to transmit on. And you will need to have a control channel in use. First thing I'm going to do, I'm going to turn on my radio here, my Pro 2050, and I'm going to attempt to find some control channels for you to hear. So let's do that. Let's scan the radio. And as soon as I come up with a control channel I want you to hear, I will let you know. I'm scanning the radio right now. And what I'm looking for is I'm looking for a EDAC system is what I'm hoping to find. And I think I got one right here. Let's see if this is one right here. Okay, that is a control channel for a for EDAX system that we have here in Sacramento. And there's quite a few of them. We have quite a few. Now, there are other types of data as well. For example, here's our data. But I'm not able to tell you what type of system that is. I don't know. But then again, there's a million different systems on the, or a million different systems in use. The system that we're going to concentrate on here is the Motorola system that I have here in my radio. And I'm going to come up with the control channel, which I just did. And here's what the Motorola Type 2 systems sound like for a control channel. Let's get the microphone over there. As you can hear, it's quite noisy. And that's what the Motorola system sounds like. Now, EDAX and Motorola and LTR and all the systems will sound different as far as when they talk. You know, they all will sound a little bit different. Let me grab my portable scanner here. Got it in my hand. Pull it over here so that we can actually work with the radio. I'm going to turn the set on. And I'm not going to take time to describe the set to you. If you do get one of these radios, say you do get a Pro 97 for Christmas and you need help setting it up, if you'll drop me email, I will be more than happy to help you with the radio. So, no problem like that. This is a very fine radio. I really do like it. But I got to tell you, they've made them so they're quite complicated. I mean, the scanner, the 2050 that I just showed you, that's a simple radio. Compared to this Pro 97. This Pro 97 has lots of extra buttons that do all kinds of things. You can alpha tag. For example, alpha tag means I can put in a note about each frequency. That's the fire department channel 6 or police channel 3, that sort of thing. That's called alpha tagging. You can do that with the radio. Anyway, the radio I have in my hand now, and here's the control channel on this radio here. And as you can hear, it's very noisy. Now let me take the radio, let's put the radio in scan, and let you hear what this sounds like.
Area 4010.
let you hear just a little bit of it here.
Hi, 21. I'm set up in the area. I'm set up on the south side of the 47 with the photographic gear.
I'm recording this during rush hour, so the radio is quite busy. There's quite a bit of traffic going on.
The second plate's
going
to be 4XA North.
Now, this is Motorola Type 2 that you're listening to here.
Go ahead.
And Motorola Type 2 is the easiest radio to program. Well, there you go. This is just a brief demo of my scanner and what it sounds like. Scanners are a lot of fun to listen to, I should say that. You know, for people who are interested in this type of technology, they are a lot of fun to play with. If you like this sort of thing. I've always felt it's a scanner, or I've always said that a scanner is a blind person's TV set. That's kind of the way I feel about it. If you get one from Radio Shack, usually all their manuals are online, so you can get their manuals for their radios. If you get one from Uniden, you may be able to get the manuals as well. You may need to call them or check their website to see what manuals are online, but a lot of the companies do have the manuals online for the radios. Depending on what kind of a trunking system you have in your area, if you do have a trunking system, that may require some sighted assistance depending on which trunking table you may need to set up. For example, if you need to set up Motorola Type 1, that is fairly complicated. It requires you to program a fleet map. Motorola Type 2, or the system I just demonstrated, which lots of the big cities have, is the easiest to set up. Basically, I typed in the control channels, I set it to the mode, which is Motorola Type 2, and I told it to scan. And that's all I had to do. The radio took right off. I even have software for this radio, this particular radio, called Win97. And Win97 works with the Pro97, and it works with the, I believe it's the Uniden 396. I think it's the 396G. I don't want to swear to that, though. It's either the Uniden 296 or the Uniden 396. I don't really want to swear to that. I think it's one of them, though, and with the Pro 97. If you want information on the software, there is several different kinds of software available for radios. And what the software does, which is terrific for me, it basically lays everything out in a spreadsheet type of arrangement. And I can actually read the frequencies in the radio and make corrections to my radio depending on what I want the radio to do. So software is pretty cool. Now, fortunately, my radio beeps. I didn't show you that, but the radio does actually beep when I press buttons. Like that. That's the way the radio works. So fortunately, they beep. This radio, as I say, has 1,000 channels, and I like to divide my radio up into banks. So in other words, Bank 0 is the County of Sacramento. Bank 1 is the City of Sacramento, because the City of Sacramento is a different area than the county. I live in the county. I live in North Sacramento. Bank 2, I have the Highway Patrol. Bank 3, I have all the fire nets around the around Northern California. Bank 4, I have my municipal utility, which is my electric service. It's called SMUD, S-M-U-D, Sacramento Municipal Utility District. Bank 5, I have the GRMS FRS services. Bank 6, I keep ambulances in there. Bank 7, I keep the news crews in there. Bank 8, I keep I believe the CB, I keep the CB stuff in there. And Bank 9 is just odds and ends, just extra stuff that doesn't really fit anywhere else. That way I can turn banks on and off as I desire. So if all I want to listen to is Bank 2, I can listen to Bank 2. If all I feel like listening to is the state police. And that's the way I divide my radios. I like them that way. Well, I hope this has been somewhat helpful to you. I don't know if it has, but I hope it's been somewhat helpful. And I'm not going to show the software that comes with the radio, primarily because since it is for specific radios only, it probably wouldn't do me very much good to really show you the software that comes with the radio. But I did want to kind of explain a little bit about trunking. And I'd like to thank Larry and the crew at Blind Cool Tech for giving me the opportunity to chat your way. We've come to the end of our time today on Blind Cool Tech, but I hope you enjoyed all the sound I've sent your way. And I would like to hear from you, either comment on the show, criticize the show, or just say hello, or perhaps you have suggestions. Let me hear from you. Oldies at 3wcomputing.com. That's oldies at 3wcomputing.com. From Sacramento, California, I'm Don Coco. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you next time on Blind Cool Tech.